the queen who had been evil couldn't speak. She was speechless. All that came out of her mouth was air. She could say no more. She felt no difference between herself and the rest of life, the rest of nature. She felt that she had united with the wind, the air, the breeze, the rain, the sun, the moon, the stars. She had never felt like this before in her whole life. Something magical had happened to her and she didn't understand it at all. She looked up. She eyes opened. She woke from her dream. She was surrounded on all sides by creatures looking at her. Something hit her in the face. It was a bucket of water. I know, we have to say it again, because the last time we were saying it, it stopped recording. So we have to do more. Do you mind if I tell the story again? The last bit only you have heard. Otherwise we'll miss it. Something threw water on top of her. She was drenched from head to toe. Another thing threw water on top of her and she was drenched from toe to head. She was having a shower. They were dropping water on top of her. She could just about see through the water. And she looked up and she saw that she was surrounded by dolphins. She was surrounded by dolphins who had been lifted up into the air by the most magical thing that had ever happened to them. The worm. The worm had transformed. And the worm had lifted water out of the sea with the dolphins and carried them all the way to the volcano, completely surrounded.
And he turned the volcano into a lake.
The top of the volcano was now a lake. It was full of water. It had so much water in it, it was no longer. I mean, the water was bubbling a bit because the water had been poured into the volcano and it was a bit warm down there. But it was like a whole lake on top of the mountain instead of a volcano anymore. It was completely extraordinary, and the creature that had been so evil was so, so happy. The dolphins were all looking at her. As she looked up, she opened her eyes, and in front of her, she saw an old man and an old woman. And she said, what are you doing here? Where have you come from? And they looked at her and they said, I don't know. We just came here because we felt this was the place we had to come today. We went out for a walk. Who are you? Everybody kept quiet. Everybody waited to hear. Who are you? Answered. And the creature who had been so evil said, I am life. I am one of the creatures of life. But how did you get here? And who are you? What have you been doing? And then the prince who had been with the little princess, came over and touched the old woman on the shoulder and said, I have a story to tell you. I think it would be better if you sit down, because I have something to tell you about who you are with, how this has happened. Because this creature that you see in front of you, that is now so full of love, she used to be so full of evil that the whole land that we're living in was turned into a sad, sad place. But now something extraordinary has happened, and that's all changed now, and all the people are now feeling happy. Do you know who you are? Said the prince to the old man. Do you know who you are? Of course I know who I am, said the old man. I'm an old man. I've been living on a little island with my wife for a long time. And we're very happy living on a little island in the middle of this big island. But we have one big sad thing in our life. And we think about her every day. We lost our daughter. We lost our little daughter who was with us. And we don't know where she went to. And when she went out of our life, we kind of lost our life. Do you know where your daughter is now? Said the prince. No, I have no idea where our daughter is. Well, turn around. Turn around and meet the little girl who was brought here by the dolphins. And the old man and the old woman turned around. And they looked at the little princess, the princess from Princess Island, who was dressed the same as everybody else. And at first they didn't recognize her. They had no idea who she was. But the princess from Princess Island looked into them and saw who they were. She saw her mother and her father in front of her. She had never changed. She remembered her mother and her father, and she remembered that she'd come back to the island for one reason more than any other reason, and that was to be with her mother and father again. She came forward and she put out her left hand to her mother and her right hand to her father, and she held them by the hand. And as soon as she held them by the hand, all the knowledge of what had happened flowed back into the old man and the old woman. And their age dropped off them. And they weren't so old anymore. And they had so much more energy than they used to have. And their sadness drifted away.
And it was all happiness.
What did you say?
And it was all happiness.
And they were happy. They were happy. And they were happy in a way that was a bit different from before. They had been content and satisfied on their little island, even though they had mixed feelings and they missed their daughter. But now they had real, real deep happiness. High above, way up above them, the eagle was flying. The eagle looked down, and the eagle could see everything that was happening. And do you remember what the eagle was like? Do you remember the wisdom of the eagle? The eagle knew everything. He knew that magic had happened on the island, and he knew that his job was done. And sitting on top of the eagle was a tiny, tiny little creature that nobody could see.
The worm.
The worm and the eagle, their job was done. They flew and they disappeared over the horizon into another story, in another place. And maybe they will come back sometime in the future. Who knows? They may well return.
You said that the princess might get married.
The princess might get married? The princess might get married? I'm sorry, we seem to have cars driving round the roundabout the wrong way round the roundabout, Grace. What on earth is happening? They've got a man driving around the roundabout the wrong way. I can't believe it. Right.
That was all. Okay, you said that they might get married in the story.
I said that the prince, who had been the friend of the princess before he knew that she was a princess, he might get married to the little princess. The princess who is back now on the island. But the princess didn't want to get married. She didn't want to get married yet. She was still back with her family. She was getting used to being back with her family. The last thing she wanted to do was to rush into marriage with somebody who she had only just become friends with. She liked the prince very, very much. Do you think she should marry him straight away? No. How long do you think she should wait?
3 years.
3 years.
3 years and a half.
3.5 years. And during that time, do you think that she should stay friends with him and
yes.
find out what he's like?
Yes.
Because, you know, she had a really bad time with princes in the past, didn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, why should she rush into getting married to a prince when the only princes she'd ever known before had all turned out to be fairly horrible creatures, hadn't they? No, but I tell you what was there to be had, and what they had that night. They had the most extraordinary party. And do you know who came to the party? The Dolphin Queen came to the party.
So it was an underwater party.
The Dolphin Queen came to the party. Do you know who else came to the party?
The King Crab.
The King Crab came to the party. Absolutely, the King Crab was not being left out. Do you know who else came to the party? Yes, she came to the party. In fact, she played a musical instrument at the party. She
tin whistle?
She turned, yes, she played the tin whistle. And it turned out that the king, well, the king, the old king was made king again, even though he didn't really want to be king.
Did he play the harp?
He played the fiddle. He played the fiddle. But do you know who played the harp?
Princess?
The Queen.
Oh.
The Queen played the... And do you know what the Princess played? The Princess also played a musical instrument. She played the drums.
Oh, I thought that
she was a great drummer.
I thought that she was going to play the piano.
No, she was a great drummer. The one who played the piano was the crab. But the one who surprised everybody at the very end of the party, or not at the end of the party, but at the end of everybody arriving for the party.
I think I know that.
Who do you think? Out of the sea. Out of the cave.
The dragon.
No.
The big dragon who was stuck in the cave bit because he was frightened of the worm, because he knew that worm that destroyed his kingdom from because he was working with the king who was retired, who wanted to be back on fighting dragons, but he had to retire.
That's right. He did come to the party. He did.
The king.
The dragon.
Oh.
The dragon came.
Was he the one that surprised everyone?
He did surprise everybody, but there was an even a bigger surprise.
The prince?
No, I'll tell you.
No, the prince from the dragon story, or the worm?
No, the worm didn't come to the party. The worm had worked its magic. The worm and the eagle flew away. The eagle flew away. The eagle didn't come at all.
Oh, yeah, they flew away into a different story. They're gone.
The one who became the princess's friend underwater, down at the bottom.
The octopus!
Yes, the octopus. The octopus came to the party with eight friends. Eight friends, each one holding one of his legs. He was the.
Did he have seven babies and his wife holding on the number eight hand?
It must have been like that. I really can't tell you. Do you know that? I cannot actually remember who was holding all seven babies. Maybe that was it. Yes, his wife was one person. That's it. And seven babies, seven children were holding his hand. And he was the most extraordinary dancer you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, because he is eight.
Oh, he was twirling everybody. Twirling everybody.
Yeah, he could twirl eight people at the same time.
Absolutely. And they had the most extraordinary time. Now, is there anyone we've forgotten in the story? Who we have forgotten about?
Well,
I don't know. Well, that would be a real surprise, but I'll tell you what came first. All the parrots and the parakeets came.
But
They came.
But now they don't have a leader because their leader used to be the eagle.
Yes, but they have. The eagle has told them everything to do, and they were just flying around making beautiful sounds and beautiful colors. And then at 12 o'clock midnight, a boat was seen out in the sea. A boat with a sail. And in the boat was one person. One person who had a shield, a spear, and a sword.
I know who this is.
But his sword was broken. And he didn't use his spear anymore. And he didn't use his shield. And he had a little book in his hand. And he was writing in the book. And he was writing a poem in the book. And do you know who he was? As he got closer and closer to the shore, it was the king. The king who had gone off in another story to fight dragons, and who had learned that it wasn't any point in fighting dragons, and that there was something better in life to do than fighting dragons. He came back over the horizon in his boat. And that king was poetry.
No, that king was poetry, not that king.
That thing was poetry. That was what he turned into. He turned out to be a poet king. And that night, they had the greatest time that had ever happened.
Did the king stop to have a glass of wine?
He did. He had a glass of wine. He had a glass of water. And he even had a sausage roll. And they had...
Who was the princess dancing with?
The princess danced with the prince. The princess danced with her mother. The princess danced with her father. The princess danced with just about everybody. And
Even the bad king and the bad queen.
Well, the bad king and the bad queen were no longer bad.
I know, Bob, but the good...
They all held hands and in a huge, huge circle, they danced around the island. And
what
they went
the princess in the middle?
They went in a big train. No, she was leading the train. And they went like this, zigzag, 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 all over the island.
I know this.
That was it. And that's exactly what happened. So look.
Oh, what was the princess holding the music?
Absolutely, and singing in the other mouth, singing the other way. Tell me, is there anything else you want to say until we finish the story just as we have arrived? You say the very end of the story. You make the story have the best possible ending.
Happily a princess after...